Now, my next guest should be on the line with me, Stephen Maguire.
How are you doing?
Hello there. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can indeed.
How are you, Stephen? Stephen is going to chat to me about his up-and-coming play called Noel, which is going to be part of the Seen and Heard Festival in Smock Alley Theatre. Running, it's actually a longer festival than that, but Stephen's play is going to be there. So, tell me, Stephen, I'm really excited about it. I've read a little bit about it, and it seems it's a subject that I'm very interested in. Social anxiety.
That's it, yeah. It's, I hate to, you know, tar it with the one brush, but it's about, you know, social anxiety and how the mind can send you to places that aren't even, you know, they can create you, send you off things that aren't even a reality, you know, how you can overthink yourself into situations that just don't really make sense here.
Yes. Yeah, no, is this something that you've observed in life, Stephen, that you really felt you needed to write about? Or is it a personal experience?
You know what, it's a bit of both, just from observing everybody really, and obviously myself. We all get socially anxious and overthink at times and feel like we need to fit in at certain times, and we all feel sometimes like we're not going anywhere in life, but we need to slow down and really just accept where we are at the moment. But it's been around, you know. Now that people have labelled anxiety, people believe like, oh, it's anxious, it's only a new thing, but it's been around for years and years. But now it's just kind of a thing where people have started to come to terms with it, you know, and actually acknowledge that, yes, I am anxious and there's something I can do about it. Whereas back in the day, you would just say, oh, that's so-and-so, and they suffer with their nerves, you know?
Yes, indeed, the nerves. That was the word that was... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have to say that we're speaking more and more about what's happening in our minds. I mean, the first fortnight, which we covered here on the show as well, on the art show, it was all about, you know, looking at the art of the mind and how we need to take care of not just our bodies, but our minds as well. And I just think that what your play is really timely, Stephen.
Yeah, I think it is, you know, it's we live in this era now that everything is online and your whole life is online and people are trying to keep up and match this online persona that they've created, and I think that can put a lot of pressure and stress on individuals to keep up that and to kind of say like, oh, I have to be doing this and I have to be doing that and I have to show people I'm succeeding, you know, and it's just a lot of pressure that social media can put on individuals, and I feel that, like, the play kind of captures that, where it's about a mature student, he goes back to college at 25, and, you know, he goes back to study acting and philosophy, and he kind of says to himself, like, that's what he wants to do, that's what he's passionate about, but halfway through the term, he starts to look at all of his school friends, you know, who've succeeded in different levels, and he starts to comment on himself and really starts to put himself down, thinking like, no, I should be doing better in life, whereas that's just what social construct in a way has made him to believe, you know, whereas initially you don't have to be doing what everyone else is doing. You just have to kind of take a step back and say, well, if I want to do this, I'll pursue this, rather than just, you know, get the 9 to 5 and continue a career, which is nothing wrong with, you know, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But I believe the character in this play, Oscar,
yes,
he's smart, you know, he's gone back to college, he wants to do what he wants to do, but school reunion is coming up and he's kind of saying to himself, well, I've nothing to show for the past, say, 10 years I've been out of school. So he starts to panic. He's a girlfriend and he starts to panic about her, if she really wants to be with him or not, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all just going on in his mind. If he calms himself down, which it's easier said than done, the reality of the fact is he's doing what he wants to be doing. He's someone in his life that cares for him, that's pursuing their own dreams, but they care for him. But it all just gets a bit too much when he starts to compare himself to other people, which I believe is something that we tend to do.
We do. You know? We do, Stephen. It's you know, the subject matter of this play is something that we all can identify with. That idea of we have the person who we are inside, and then we've got the person who other people think we are from the outside. you know, and there's times, nothing is static. There's times when we're feeling good and there's times when we're not so feeling great. And you're absolutely right. Those school reunions or those times when we haven't met somebody for a while and it's all about, oh, what have you done with your life? And it's so the social conformity of, you know, do you have the child and the mortgage and the marriage and the home and the job and the end? And yeah, people trying to get so much, cram so much into these tiny lives that we have in such a short period of time. That's exactly what Noel is experiencing, kind of the social breakdown from that.
Oscar is experiencing that, and Noel is his companion on the side, who is, it's like, you know, the good abuser, you know. He'll give him so much, and, oh, don't worry about that, you're doing very well, and he'll just turn on him, you know, and he'll, like, leading him down the garden path in a way. And you're so right there, Maura, because you go to these places and everyone wants to know what you're doing, what you've done, but no one wants to know how you're doing. Do you know what I mean? And people aren't maliciously, like, trying to poke around people's lives and see if they're, like, you know, if they're succeeding, like, but it's all, like, you can tell, like, the way the world has gone now. It's, oh, he's doing this or she's doing that and they've succeeded here, and whereas no one really wants to say, I wonder how they're keeping, you know, just because someone seems to be doing quite well online. That's just, reality is, like, that's just online. That's not the true, well, it's an element of their life, but it's not really who that person is. And you're right there. People, you know, have a child, get the mortgage, get married, and there's, like, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful thing if that's what you want to do in life. But some people feel the need that they have to get there. Oh, I've completed college, I'll get that job now. Well, I get the mortgage now, and, oh, we'll have a baby now. And people, they kind of just fall in check, do you know what I mean? They fall into line. And what I'm trying to get through and play is that the pressure of that, the pressure to have the best gadgets, the pressure to have making so much money a year and to carry yourself and wear these clothes that everyone else wears, and the immense pressure that can put on an individual and the effects can have on your mental health are severe. Like, it drives people insane almost, you know. It causes social anxiety, stress, like depression. It really wears people down. But the reality is that you just have to take a breath, take a step back and say, this is who I am. What everyone else is doing, let them do that. But it's so much easier to say that rather than to do it, you know. That's what I'm trying to get across in the play, that, like, there's manic moments in the play, and it's so easy to just watch it all unfold and say, oh my God, I can relate to that. And you want to say, like, I've seen it rehearsed. We've a great director, Shane Collender. He's the actor Brian Moore, Anna McNichol, Nicholas, and Niamh Sweeney. No, but you can see parts where Oscar's played by Eamon. He's been led on by Brian Moore, who's playing Noel. And you're kind of saying, just don't listen to that fella, you know? But it's so much easier to sit there and watch it and say, don't listen to him. We find ourselves listening to that, you know, that self-critic. It just depicts you. But the reality of the situation is, you know, you're standing in your house and nothing that's going on in your mind is a physical reality, but we're led to believe that we have to act a certain way, and no better or worse person to make you feel that way is yourself. But there's a lot of things people can do to help that, you know, but I'm not going to be an advocate for it, because, like, I'm just, you know, being a human myself, and it's easy to sit back and say, well, you should do this and should do that, but as I say, like, easier said than done, you know.
It's wonderful, Stephen. There is so many wisdoms, and you've just hit them all there. There's so many wisdoms in this play for people, but we won't give away the ending. But there are, you do, I mean, for people that will come along to it, and I'm highly recommending for people to go and see this particular play as part of the Seen and Heard Festival. Is that, you know, there are some takeaways at the end of it that will help people if they identify. And I think we all identify with what Noel and Oscar, we won't give away too much about the actual protagonist here, but we all identify. There is something that we can all identify with in this particular play. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Stephen. You're an actor, a writer and a poet, and you come all the way, not too far from the studio here, Swords, County Dublin. You have already had a sold-out one-night show. It was a showcase of short plays and monologues called Heartstrings. Tell us a little bit about that particular show that you had last February.
So Heartstrings was my collection of writing up to date that I gathered like from over the past 3 years. Well, it would have been 2 years, February last year. Just monologues, short plays, and I got a bunch of actors in. Eamon, who was in this show, and Brian, they gave me a dig out, you know, brilliant actors. And I had a gang of other actors that we all really came together and chipped in, and I put it on the Lord Mayors and Swords, and it was just really just a bunch of monologues about like love, loss, just what it really is to be a human being, and just that kind of, and it sold out. Like, and this is what I love about like the people in my life and the people that are like in Swords, and even further out, like I met a lot of people through Momentum Acting Studios. They're based in Lombard Street. They came and showed immense support, and it sold out in my hometown, which to me I was so grateful for, and it was really moving. But I got such great feedback. We'd done a rehearsed reading of a few scenes from Noel that night, and the feedback I got off that, like, was people coming up to me, and it was almost like when people start talking to me, telling me, like, oh, that's really good, I'm like, get away from me, I don't want to hear it, you know? It's obviously the self-critic of myself saying, like, oh, no, like, oh, people want people to say, oh, you're doing great and all, but as soon as someone tells you, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, get away from me. But I got such good feedback, and I was saying, like, something has to be done with this, it has to go further, like, but, like, the writing stemmed from me, like, I was studying acting, and that's what I wanted to do, and I started to write, my acting teacher saying, like, you should start writing, you've been, like, a bit of a wild imagination, but I started that, and I started with, like, small scenes of dialogue, and it led down to monologues and short plays, and just, because I started to understand what's important, like, dramatically important, during scenes, just by watching the human behaviour in the acting classes and what matters to people. I started to write them, and here I am now 3 years later, and so it's kind of kicking off, you know?
It's wonderful, Stephen. Of course, you've written and you've produced Noel, which is going to be part of the Seen and Heard Festival. You must be very proud of yourself. You know, I know this is not your, you know, you're doing a lot of this playwright, writing and producing on the side. I mean, I know it's not your day job. So you're really somebody to be admired, Stephen, tackling such a big issue as the one that you're tackling in this particular play. For the festival.
Thank you.
Where do people go to get tickets, Stephen?
Well, the show, it's on the 20th and 21st of February. You can go online to smockalley.com.
Right.
And it's block 21 of the Seen and Heard Festival. And it'll come, it's down there. You can also get them at the box office from Smock Alley Theatre, which is just based off Fish Amble Street in Dublin City, and you can get them on the website or over the phone as well.
Great.
Smock Alley, and
yeah,
we have a Facebook event page. It's on Feral House Productions. There's an event page there, Feral House Productions. It's theatre company that myself and a few of my friends were running, and basically there's the Feral House Production. We have an event called Noel/Seen and Heard, and the tickets are available there. They're €8 for concessions, like for college students and that. And then it's €10 for a standard ticket. And the show starts at, it's 6:15, which is pretty early, but what it is, it's a 30-minute performance because the festival itself is geared at works in progress. So it's just a 30-minute snippet of the play. And with that 30 minutes, you'll also get an extra 30 minutes of another play that's on that night. Like, they're kind of matched together. But so you get them online at smockalleytheatre.com, or you can get them over the phone, and that the number is 01677-0014, and you just say, like, Noel by Stephen McGuire, and you can purchase your ticket there as well, or you can get them at the box office.
Thanks, Stephen. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us here on Near FM Art Show this evening. And
Thanks very much for having me. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'm so much looking forward to coming along and seeing the play myself. So thank you very much for chatting to us a little bit about it this evening.
No problem. Thanks, Maura. I'll see you soon.
And see you too. See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.